May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 320. God moves in a mysterious way, his wonders to perform. He plants his footsteps in the sea and rides upon the storm. Hymn 320.
Thank you. read together from the Word of God, from two portions of Scripture. First, the first book of Samuel, chapter 7. The first book of Samuel, chapter 7. And the men of Kirjath-jearim came and fetched up the ark of the Lord, and brought it into the house of Abinadab in the hill, and sanctified Eleazar his son to keep the ark of the Lord. And it came to pass, while the ark abode in Kirjath-jearim, that the time was long, for it was 20 years, and all the house of Israel lamented after the Lord. And Samuel spake unto all the house of Israel, saying, If ye do return unto the Lord with all your hearts, then put away the strange gods and Ashtaroth from among you, and prepare your hearts unto the Lord, and serve him only, and he will deliver you out of the hand of the Philistines. Then the children of Israel did put away Baalim and Ashtaroth and serve the Lord only. And Samuel said, Gather all Israel to Mizpah, and I will pray for you unto the Lord. And they gathered together to Mizpah and drew water and poured it out before the Lord. And fasted on that day, and said there, We have sinned against the Lord. And Samuel judged the children of Israel in Mizpah. And when the Philistines heard that the children of Israel were gathered together at Mizpah, the lords of the Philistines went up against Israel. And when the children of Israel heard it, they were afraid of the Philistines. And the children of Israel said to Samuel, Cease not to cry unto the Lord our God for us, that he will save us out of the hand of the Philistines. And Samuel took a sucking lamb, and offered it for a burnt offering holy unto the Lord. And Samuel cried unto the Lord of Israel, for Israel, and the Lord heard him. And as Samuel was offering up the burnt offering, the Philistines drew near to battle against Israel. But the Lord thundered with a great thunder on that day upon the Philistines, and discomfited them, and they were smitten before Israel. And the men of Israel went out of Mizpah, and pursued the Philistines, and smote them, until they came under Bethcar. Then Samuel took a stone, and set it between Mizpah and Shen, and called the name of it Ebenezer, saying, Hitherto hath the Lord helped us. So the Philistines were subdued, and they came no more into the coast of Israel. And the hand of the Lord was against the Philistines all the days of Samuel. And the cities which the Philistines had taken from Israel were restored to Israel, from Ekron, even unto Gath. And the coast thereof did Israel deliver out of the hands of the Philistines. And there was peace between Israel and the Amorites. And Samuel judged Israel all the days of his life. And he went from year to year in circuit to Bethel, and Gilgal and Mizpah, and judged Israel in all those places. And his return was to Ramah, for there was his house, and there he judged Israel, and there he built an altar unto the Lord. Now please turn to the prophecy of Ezekiel chapter 36. Ezekiel chapter 36, and we commence to read at verse 25. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and ye shall be clean. From all your filthiness and from all your idols will I cleanse you. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you an heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes. And ye shall keep my judgments and do them. And ye shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers. And ye shall be my people, and I will be your God. I will also save you from all your uncleannesses. And I will call for the corn and will increase it, and lay no famine upon you. And I will multiply the fruit of the tree and the increase of the field, that ye shall receive no more reproach of famine among the heathen. Then shall ye remember your own evil ways and your doings that were not good, and shall loathe yourselves in your own sight for your iniquity and for your abominations. Not for your sakes do I this, saith the Lord God. Be it known unto you, be ashamed and confounded for your own ways, O house of Israel. Thus saith the Lord God, in the day that I shall have cleansed you from all your iniquities, I will also cause you to dwell in the city, and the waste shall be builded, and the desolate land shall be tilled, whereas it lay desolate in the sight of all that pass by. And they shall say, this land that was desolate is become like the Garden of Eden, and the waste and the desolate and ruined cities are become fenced and are inhabited. Then the heathen that are left round about you shall know that I, the Lord, build the ruined places and plant that was desolate. I, the Lord, have spoken it, and I will do it. Thus saith the Lord God, I will yet for this be inquired of by the house of Israel to do it for them. I will increase them with men like a flock, as the holy flock, as the flock of Jerusalem in a solemn feast. So shall the waste cities be filled with flocks of men, and they shall know that I am the Lord. The Lord bless to us the reading of his word, and help and teach us to pray. Kind and merciful and gracious God, once again through thy mercy and kindness and thy goodness, the Lord, a company of poor sinners have favoured and spared to meet together in thy house. Not only, Lord, the first day of another year, but another Sabbath day. And Lord, we do humbly acknowledge all thy goodness. Lord, as we've come, Lord, into thy house and spared to see the light and the dawn of this day, oh, we ask and pray, Dear Lord, that thou wilt make it a special day to us. Lord, that it may be marked, Lord, as a day of the Son of God. A day, Lord, to be remembered. When, dear Lord, maybe one and another, or maybe just one soul. And Lord, we shall not meet together in vain. If it is but one, but we pray, Lord, that there might be more. Oh, that, Lord, that one another might be able to say, I remember that day. The Lord met with me there. The Lord blessed me. The Lord appeared unto me, made known the riches of his grace and his love, pardoned my sin. Lord, we're asking for some great things. But Lord, we're not asking for anything too great. But they're not asking anything, Lord, that thou art not able to give and to grant. Then we beseech thee, Lord, that thou art in open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing, Lord, this day. We pray then, Lord, that thou art be gracious to us. Lord, we've been spared. We've been brought through, Lord, another year of time. And now we stand, as it were, on the threshold and the portals of another year. Lord, we knew not what was to come in our path in the year now past. Lord, those times of trial and darkness and distress, as Lord, as well as those times of blessing, Lord, we humbly acknowledge all thy kindness and goodness. But dear Lord, We read in the prophecy here of Ezekiel, and he brought him through. It was the man with the measuring line. He measured 1,000 cubits, and the waters were to the ankles, and he brought him through. And again he measured 1,000, the waters were to the knees, and he brought him through. And dear Lord, and he went on. And Lord, and so, dear Lord, we have gone on. And Lord, and thou hast brought us through. And oh, we humbly acknowledge, Lord, all thy kindness and mercy and thy goodness to us. And for amazing love and salvation. For thy goodness being going before us. Lord, and raising, maybe, dear Lord, one and another. Blessed, dear Lord, with a sweet hope in thy mercy, so that it can say that my hope is built on nothing less save Jesus' blood and righteousness. Dear Lord, we think again, Lord, of the man and measuring then, and Lord, and eventually the waters were to the loins. They were waters to swim in. Lord, we pray, dear Lord, there's a soul here, or souls here, Lord, that were brought through those waters to swimming of thy love and mercy and thy goodness and thy kindness, thy mercy to them. Lord, we pray thou accept, Lord, our humble thanks, dear Lord, as we come, Lord, into thy courts this morning hour. Lord, do be gracious to us now. Lord, and oh, we sadly, Lord, we have to think, dear Lord, of our lives, our faults and failings, our inconsistencies over another year. Lord, sadly, they've been many and great. But Lord, then again, oh, thy mercies have truly been great, because, dear Lord, we've not been cut off as a cumbered to the ground. We've been spared. We're still found on praying ground. Thy mercies, Lord, then, are truly very, very great. Oh, and great is thy faithfulness. And we ask that thou help us to truly praise thy name for thy kindness to us. We ask, O Lord, that thou be with us now. Lord, as we stand then and commence another year. Oh, one said, guide me, O thou great Jehovah, pilgrim through this barren land,
I am weak, but thou art mighty. Hold me with thy powerful hand. Be our guide and counsellor, Lord. Go before us in all and every untrodden step, in the year before us. Yea, Lord, in the years, if that is thy will. The Lord, that lie before us, oh, that thou wilt be our guide, that thou wilt be with us, Lord, and help us. And help us, dear Lord, to commit all into thy hands. Help us to trust alone in thee. Oh, Lord, thou knowest, sadly, we're so often, Lord, given way to the temptations of the adversary, and that we have that unbelief in our hearts. Oh, we ask, Lord, that thou wilt help us to look up, to look unto him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. One said, pour not on thyself too long, lest it sink thee lower. Look to Jesus, kind and strong, pity joined with power. Lord, then help us to look up. Help us to look away from self, Lord. For our salvation, Lord, can never come from there. But it must come from thee, dear Lord Jesus. Then bless our souls, we pray, with that increase of faith. Lord, that trust alone in thee, then help us. Lord, then do be with us each. Be our guide and counsellor, Lord, and do help us. Remember each and every one, dear Lord, in this and connected, Lord, with this house of God. Do bless them together, and do bind them together, Lord, in love and unity in the bond of peace. Make thy goodness pass before them, undertake for them. Help them, Lord. We pray, dear Lord, for our friends here that hold office. Lord, be with them, be their guide and counsellor. Help them, Lord, to commit all to thee. Pray thou appear for them and tow them. And Lord, and do direct them by thy blessed Spirit. And the church also, Lord, we pray, thou remember them. And all the congregation, Lord, we don't leave any of them out. We, Lord, would take them, Lord, in our arms and bear them before thee. Pray, dear Lord, thou art abundantly blessed with the riches of thy grace and thy love and mercy. Oh, that they may each be blessed with that good thing in their heart to the Lord God of Israel, the young and the old. Lord, do be with each and all, we pray, and be gracious to them. Lord, as we think of the dear children, Lord, do bless their souls. They've got an ever-dying soul, Lord, the same as each of us that are older. Lord, we lovingly commend them to thee. Oh, that they may be on the stretch to find Christ, that their cry may be, gracious Lord, incline thine ear on my request, vouchsafe to hear my never ceasing cry, and give me Christ, or else I die. For those, dear Lord, that are young, Lord, they're stepping out into life, we pray, dear Lord, thou go before them and help them, Lord, be with them. Find them suitable employment. Find them suitable ones, Lord, to they may walk together to the house of God in love and unity, so that, Lord, one has a suitable wife and another has a suitable husband. Lord, we pray thou wilt abundantly bless, Lord, and do be with them. Help them, Lord, we pray thee. Undertake for them. And now, Lord, remember, we pray, all in trials and troubles and difficulties. Thou knowest, dear Lord, some of the trials, dear Lord, in the hearts of some of thy people, Lord, is that poor, weak, and unbelieving heart. Oh, one says, if I could believe, all would easy be. Lord, thou knowest, we often have to say with the dear man in the gospel, Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. Then, dear Lord, do bless. Deliver, Lord, out of Satan's temptations, we pray. And, oh, grant, dear Lord, the riches of thy grace and thy love to be shed abroad in their hearts and be very near to them, we pray, and establish in the truth as it is in Jesus. make thy goodness then pass before them in the way. Oh, Lord, we think of that word in the gospel and what thou didst ask the disciples. Why are ye troubled? And why do thoughts arise in your hearts? Lord, and thou knowest why those thoughts do arise in our hearts. Lord, it's our unbelief. Oh, we pray thee, Lord, thou grant to us that faith to believe. Oh, and a revelation of Jesus Christ, our Lord, to our souls. We pray, O Lord, that thou remember, dear Lord, all in sickness and afflictions past. Lord, some are old. Lord, we pray that be with them and unable to come to the house of God because of age and infirmity and weaknesses of the flesh. Remember them and bless them and help them. And Lord, we think, dear Lord, of our friend Alison, Lord, in the hospital. We pray they'll be gracious to her. Help, Lord, and do bring through. Do undertake and do arise for her help. Bless the family, Lord, we pray, at this time, and graciously support them each, we pray. And Lord, and then there are those, maybe, Lord, that walk in bereavement's path. Comfort their hearts. Do support them, we pray. Be with them, Lord. May they not mourn as those that mourn without hope. Lord, as we think of others, Lord, here and there, Lord, that are found, Lord, in bereavement's path. Oh, we pray that thou comfort each that mourn. Lord, be with them, with the widows and the widowers. Be with those that have lost mother, father, brother, sister, maybe a child. Undertake, Lord, do graciously support. And, oh, we pray thou remember Zion. Appear for Zion, Lord. Oh, that there may be some true converts, sinners converted by the power of thy Holy Spirit. Lord, and that the empty pews in the house of God may be occupied with souls seeking mercy and salvation, with true mourners in Zion. Lord, do appear for Zion, we pray, and get to thyself honour, glory and praise in the salvation of sinners. And dear Lord, and do help those, Lord, of us who profess thy name, dear Lord, to pray for Zion still, to pray, dear Lord, for the peace and prosperity of Zion, to pray, Lord, that thy name may be exalted and praised in the earth. Oh, that sinners may then be converted. Oh, call out of nature's darkness into thy marvellous light, and turn again unto God and to godliness. Lord, and there are prodigals. Sadly, Lord, we each have them in our family circles. We pray, Lord, that thou hear prayer. Lord, that they may be arrested by the power of thy blessed Spirit. Even as Saul was arrested on Damascus Road. So that, Lord, they like him shall cry out, "What, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do?" Oh, for that revelation of Christ, that shining light round about them, to awaken them, Lord, to call them by thy grace. Lord, do hear prayer. Thine arm is not short that it cannot save, neither is thine ear heavy that it cannot hear. Lord, we've just read in thy word, "I will yet be inquired of by the house of Israel to do it for them, or to increase them with men like a flock." Lord, then do hear prayer. Our Lord, and we pray now for our nation. Appear for us, Lord. Raise up for us men of God, Lord, to rule and reign over us. Lord, as if spared, Lord, we shall be holding a general election within a few months, Lord. We ask, Lord, that thou wilt go before us, so that, Lord, we have men of God to rule and reign over us in a new parliament. Help us, Lord. We look to thee, Lord, because, Lord, it's no use looking to our politicians. Lord, we must look to thee. Thou didst raise up Nehemiah, Samuel, Daniel, and others, Josiah, and we pray, Lord, Thou raise up for us, Lord, men of God to rule and reign over us. Remember others in the world. Some are persecuted for thy name's sake. We ask thee to remember them. Others are in famine and death and disease. Appear to them. And Lord, we think, Lord, of the war that goes on in Afghanistan. Appear, Lord, there. Preserve and keep our military, we pray. And dear Lord, we ask that they may be granted success in overcoming the evil and wicked. Dear Lord, and we do pray, thou hear prayer. Lord, that those, Lord, that follow Muhammad and Allah, may have their eyes opened and to see and to know and to realize that there is none other name given under heaven whereby we must be saved, even the name of Jesus. May then, Lord, the gospel be heard, preached and proclaimed, and sinners thus quickened into the divine life. Hear our prayers. Pardon, Lord, then all and every sin. Forgive all and wash in Jesus' blood. Accept our humble thanks. Lord, and where we've so failed in prayer this time, do make up in giving and remember us now. Come, Lord, fulfill thy gracious word, thy blessed promise. Thou hast said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Then come and open one's mouth, touch my lips with that live coal from off that heavenly altar. As we played, the dear woman who cried, Lord, help me. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hymn number 701. When my dear Jesus hides his smiling face, nor lets me feel the unction of his grace, I feel my loss, nor can my spirit rest, till with his lovely presence I am blessed. Hymn 701.
in dependence upon the Lord for all needed help, I ask your very prayerful attention to the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, in the first part of verse 5. Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, in the first part of verse 5. A time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones together. Time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. I suppose one should read the first verse as well. To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. Time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. Stones in the scriptures have been and are used on numbers of occasions. And some at times they are indeed set up as a memorial. Other times they're cast in judgment. And sometimes, friends, it's one way or another. But I desire the Lord's gracious help as we come here this morning to look at these times of casting away stones and these times of gathering stones together. There are some very solemn events when stones were cast and stones gathered together. And I think, first of all, just to bring perhaps one or two of these solemn instances before us for our spiritual consideration, is the time in the book of Joshua. There was Achan. And the command was given, was it not, that the Israelites, as they compassed the city of Jericho, that they were not to take anything. No. But Achan trespassed. And Achan took that accursed thing. And he took a Babylonish garment and a wedge of gold. And he hid it in the floor of his tent. Nobody knows. And you know, dear friends, the devil is still the same. He's still the same. You dear younger friends, and older friends too, let us, and preacher as well, let us just take notice of this. You know, who knows about this? No one else knows. He done it so subtly. He done it so quietly. He wasn't suspected. Nobody saw him do it. Oh, friends, what a solemn thought that is. Your sin and mine. Nobody saw it. But God saw Achan. And it goes without saying, dear soul, and God sees you and I. But Israel could not prosper. And poor Achan, yes. Joshua rends his clothes, but the Lord says to him, wherefore lies on the Israelites sinned, and transgressed also
my covenant which I commanded them, and have taken of the accursed thing, and have also stolen, and dissembled also, and they have put it even among their own stuff. Well, eventually Achan is singled out. Oh, my friends, and what solemn judgment there was pronounced. And Israel, yes, they cast stones at Achan so that he died. I sometimes today in various parts of the world we hear of one and another being stoned to death. And we say it's barbaric. But friends, let us remember that it was found here in the days of Joshua. But the mercy was, you say, that sin was dealt with. And after sin was dealt with, then Israel prospered. Then Israel could face their enemy. Israel then could overcome. Yes, dear Saul, and why, dear Saul, will you come? Will I come? And come, dear Saul, to the blessed Lord, who is a God like unto thee, that pardoneth iniquity, that passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage, who retains not his anger forever, because he delights in mercy. Oh, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Dear soul, you may be guilty of sin. You may be guilty of sin. You probably are. But there is forgiveness with him. There is. And Jesus himself said, all manner of sin shall be forgiven thee, except the sin of blasphemy against the Holy Ghost. God forbid you and I should be found guilty of that. Then this I'll come. Why, this are, where are we going to come to? Come, dear soul, to that blessed mercy seat. That place where the Lord has said, and there I will meet with thee and commune with thee, from above the mercy seat, from between the two cherubims. And you say this, and how can I come? Come now. Yes, the dear Lord, the blessed gracious invitation to guilty sinners, come now. And let us reason together, saith the Lord, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow, though they be like crimson, they shall be as wool. Dear soul, is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. The time to cast away stones, the time to gather stones together. But we said, one or two, well, one from the New Testament. A time to cast away stones, a time to gather stones together. You will remember that in the New Testament there was a poor woman, and that poor woman was taken in a sinful act of adultery. And there were those that found her, and they brought this poor woman to Jesus. And they say, Master, Moses commanded that we should stone her But what sayest thou?
Oren,
why this art? You just think for a moment. This hour of the blessed, gracious, divine sovereignty of the Lord. And using sinners. No preacher was used here. No preacher was used here. Not the word of God's grace was used here. Sinners were used to bring a poor, guilty soul to the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. And again, let's be careful here. The sovereignty of God. One was brought to Christ. The other wasn't. The other wasn't. I've often still amazed at this. And these characters, we're not told how many there were. We don't know whether it was two or three or whether it's a dozen. But however many it were. You see, they say, Moses says we should stone her to death. Why? And that, my friends, was the law, was it not? This was the punishment for such sinful activity. But Christ wrote on the ground as though he heard them not. They keep on. They keep pressing the point. Oh, and those words, he that is without sin, let him cast the first stone. The time to cast away stones. We don't know whether they had their pockets full of stones, but they dropped them. They went out. One by one. They went out. Friends. It's very easy for you and I to look upon someone else and see their faults and failings. You know what the prophet Ezekiel says, and turn thine eyes within, and thou shalt see greater abominations than they. Turn thine eyes within. Yes, we can see the faults in others. We don't see our own. And my friends, you see, those there in the Word of God, they were so ready. They were so ready to condemn this poor woman. Are you ready? Am I ready to condemn somebody else? Friends, that we may look at the dear Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. These all went out one by one, and he's left alone with the dear woman. He said, friends, one wonders what she thought. What's he going to say to me now? But the Lord says, hath no man condemned thee? No, Lord. That was the truth. No, Lord, no man's condemned me. But what's the Lord going to say to me? What's the Lord going to say to me? neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. Or, and some might say, well, we can't live without sin. Our friends, but what I believe this, that the Lord Jesus here was telling this woman not to commit this sin again. And like poor dear David, why, he says, my sin is ever before me. My sin is ever before me. And so, you say, and the fear of God keeps that in gracious exercise before us. The fear of the Lord will keep us from sinning, will prosper our ways, and is the beginning of wisdom and grace. And another thought there, you know, of those that went out convinced in their own hearts that they were sinners, not one of them do we read returned. There was the occasion when Jesus healed 10 lepers. One of them returned to give thanks, but not one of these convinced of their sin returned to plead for mercy. And remember this, that these were convinced by none other than the dear Lord Jesus Christ himself. But it doesn't have any effect. You say, well, we're all sinners. Yes. We're all sinners, and my friends, and whether you like it or not, we're all wretched sinners. Wretched sinners. But, dear soul, what effect does the conviction of sin have upon your heart? Does it bring you, my friend, does it leave you where it left thee, just to go out, forget it all? Or, dear soul, does it bring you and I to the throne of grace? Here on my heart, Lord, the burden lies, and past offences pain mine eyes, and mean it. And mean it. I've often said, I don't know whether I've said it here, but I've often said, yes, the knowledge of sin is not salvation. Convinced of sin is not salvation. You might know you're a sinner this Lord's Day morning. You may put your hand up and say, yes, I'm a sinner. And so do thousands in this world. But will you put your hand up here and say, I venture to the throne of grace? Will you put your hand up and say, God, be merciful to me, a sinner? The time to cast away stones, the time to gather stones together. Or in what times there are. So, yes, on the one hand, Achan, on the other, this poor dear woman, and those, my friends, that are ready to condemn. You're ready to condemn. You're ready to condemn. God forbid, I am not condoning sin. God forbid, I am not condoning sin. And Jesus wasn't condoning sin. And no man can, no Lord, neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. Time to cast away stones, a time to gather stones together. But then, let's turn our thoughts to where we read, first of all, perhaps, turn our thoughts to our first reading. Or where the dear Samuel, he offers up this sacrifice unto the Lord. This sucking lamb. Here in 1 Samuel 7. But then verse 12. Then Samuel took a stone and set it between Mizpah and Shen and called the name of it Ebenezer, saying, Hitherto hath the Lord helped us. Hitherto hath the Lord helped us. Why? Through God's mercy and kindness, his long suffering, his goodness and his mercy to us, we're spared. And we see the light and the dawn of another Sabbath day, the first of 2010. Or, and hitherto hath the Lord helped us. Yes, tis is thus far. Thus far my God has led me on and made his truth and mercy known. Hitherto he has brought us through. You know, that thought came to me in prayer. It's there, I think you'll find, in Ezekiel 47. A man with a line, and he measured 1,000 cubits. The waters were to the ankle. And he brought me through. Yes, and there's some of you in here could humbly say to his praise, and he brought me through. And the waters were to the knees, and he brought me through. And then to the loins, and the waters to swim in. Yes, dear soul, and swim, my friends, in the oceans of his love. He brought me through. He brought me through. Took a stone and called it Ebenezer, saying, Hitherto, hitherto hath the Lord helped thee. Yes, you think of the trials of the year, perhaps. The things that have happened unto me. You know, it's what the words of the apostle, isn't it? I think it's in Philippians. The things that have happened unto me have fallen out rather unto the furtherance of the gospel. Things that have happened. Why, the apostle had some things that happened, didn't he? Beaten with 40 stripes, stoned, put in the stocks, put in prison. The things that happened have fallen out rather to the furtherance of God. Hitherto hath the Lord helped us. I don't want to advertise oneself. But with the years that one has been trying to preach, I don't think I've had a year like 2009. times so dark, so distressed, so harassed, so tormented, so perplexed. No right to be in a pulpit. In fact, it was quite late last year. We, my wife and Sal, we left home. We got about 75 miles to drive, I suppose. Pouring rain. Quite dark. Oh, and I felt dark as well. The devil had told me quite clearly that I shouldn't be preaching. And I almost gave way. Dear wife was driving and I was just going to say to her, it's no good. You have to stop and we'll have to turn round and go back home. I can't go. I can't go. And so we're driving along, just over there, in this dark, dark sky, there was a section of a rainbow. Just not complete rainbow, they just saw that we might say a few feet of it in the sky. And it took my mind back. Oh, to a blessed promise that the Lord gave me not long before I went to preach. Oh, and the covenant promise, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. We went on. And I preached. As the Lord enabled. Ah, yes, you know, and one thinks of what I just said about the Apostle Paul. The things that have happened unto me have fallen out rather to the furtherance of the gospel. After the afternoon service, dear deacon there said to me, well, he said, I think I can go on now. Why through darksome paths we go, we may know no reason, but we shall hereafter know each in his due season. Hitherto hath the Lord helped us. This all we go on looking unto Jesus. This all, and that's the only way you and I can go on. It's the only way we can go on, poor soul, is looking up. Pour not on thyself too long, lest it sink thee lower. Look to Jesus, kind and strong, pity joined with power. Look up, dear soul. Look up. And I don't know whether I can find this, but there's a hymn here that tells us about looking up. Yes, and of the poor children of God. Boy, yes, here. Cheer up, you travelling souls, on Jesus' aid rely. He sees us when we see not him, and always hears our cry. Without cessation pray, your prayers will not prove vain. Our Joseph turns aside to weep, but cannot long refrain. His presence cheers the soul and smooths the rugged way. He often makes the crooked straight and turns the night to day. Oh, blessed be his name. Dig a stone, and called it, saying, "Hitherto hath the Lord helped us." This hour, you're going to raise a stone, yes, to his eternal praise, and his mercy, and his kindness, and his goodness. Hitherto, this hour, yes, we've only come so far, have we not? We know not how many more days, months, or years lie before, but hitherto, thus far my God has led me on. Oh, blessed be his glorious name. Hitherto hath the Lord helped us. Yes. I say that it's you in your path, me in mine, but yes, you've got this stone to raise up to his praise and his glory. Yes, dear soul, and what about this church and congregation here? Yes, dear soul, speaking for oneself, dear soul, why, yes, there are all those sins and all those iniquities and all those transgressions and faults and failings. But his mercy endureth forever. Hitherto hath the Lord helped us. Is there a poor soul here this morning that says, well, I don't feel I can raise a stone of Ebenezer to his praise? I feel so far off, I feel so distressed, I'm so perplexed. I'm such and such a terrible sinner. Dear soul, isn't it a mercy you're spared to the first Lord's Day of 2010? Hitherto. Not cut us off, dear soul, as a cumber to the ground, which our sins so richly deserve. Still on praying ground, God be merciful to me, a sinner. Yes, dear soul. And he will regard the prayer of the destitute and not despise their prayer. He will. He will. Not he might. He may. He can. He could. He will. Yes, dear soul. Hitherto hath the Lord helped us. A time to cast away stones. And a time to gather stones together. My thought's just gone here for a moment. Why, again, Joshua? You know, when the children of Israel came out of Egypt, and they came through, didn't they? They had to pass over Jordan. Yes. And the priests that bear the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, they first went down into Jordan, and the waters were stayed, and they stood as an heap. And the children of Israel passed through Jordan as on dry land. I think I'm right in saying it was something like 200 or 2,000 cubits distance from the priests. I think it works out something like just over half a mile a distance from the priests that bear the ark, and Israel passed over Jordan. But then, when they'd passed over, yes, this came to pass. The Lord spake to Joshua. And, you know, this was a divine appointment. It wasn't, my friend, something that Joshua just thought up. It was what God instructed him to do. Take you 12 men out of the people of every tribe, a man. And they would take up a stone and they should carry them over and leave them in the lodging place where ye shall lodge this night. There were these stones set up. And again, there was also these stones that the 12 men also took and put in the place where the priests stood in Jordan. And they're there to this day, reads the Bible. Ah, friends. A memorial. A memorial to his honour, to his glory, and to his praise. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. Dear soul, have you got any reason, dear soul, to raise up stones to his honour and glory and his praise? For the wonderful deliverance of God, for his goodness and his mercy. Again, you know, dear soul, it's thus far, my God. It's hitherto hath the Lord helped us. Hitherto he brought us through. Ah, and yes, dear soul, every one of the children of Israel passed over Jordan. As on dry ground. How many million, I think it is millions, of people there were, we don't know. But they all passed over. What do you read there in that third chapter? Oh, I mean, what a word comes to mind. What a word for the first Lord's Day. Another year. Why? And they measured, and they said this to them. The officers said this to the people, that ye may know the way by which ye must go, for ye have not passed this way heretofore. Ye may know the way by which ye must go, for ye have not passed this way heretofore. Oh, and. And oh, that just it puts a lump in my throat. I preached from that word. You've not passed this way heretofore. At the first Lord's Day of 2002. And you know what happened to me in 2002? I lost my first dear wife. Ah, friend. I didn't know. I had not passed this way heretofore. Ah, friend. And as you and I come here this morning, 2010, we've not pass this way here tofore. But here's out, yes, he that has been near us, he that stood by us, hitherto hath the Lord helped us, brought us through. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. I thinking of another thought, thinking of a memorial. There's dear Jacob, isn't there? You know, and he's left his father's house, he's going to Laban. He's not got there. And is dark. So he takes rest. What did he find? Two stones for a pillow. He used these stones for a pillow. And I can't think of anything more uncomfortable than to rest one's head on a stone. But I leave that. But rent, the dear's all of you, of I, have we got something uncomfortable? Oh, yes. Why, Jacob, he was the deceiver. He was the supplanter. He deceived his brother. And he knew he'd got this threat that his brother would one day destroy him. Oh, and to lay down with these thoughts, and yet the Lord appeared. The Lord appeared. Too wise to be mistaken, too good to be unkind. Hitherto, yes, and he had a dream, didn't he? Saw the angels of God ascending and descending. Was his eye. This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. Friends, he's all, yet sometimes, he's all in the midst of difficulties, in the midst of trials, adversities, of crosses, and so on. The dear Lord blessedly and graciously appears. You may have some stones. You may have stones for your pillar, pours off. But the Lord appears. The Lord appears. Those hard things. Yes, dear sir. But here was the appointed place, the appointed time when the Lord would appear. And perhaps, poor soul, that in effect is how you've come up to the house of God this morning. Come up with your hard things. Your hard things. But, friend, why, the Lord comes. The Lord comes, dear soul, in your hard things. And blesses you, dear soul, with a sense of his love and his mercy to your poor never dying soul. And speaks to your soul and says, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Until I've done that which I have spoken to thee of. Has he spoken to you of something? And it shall come to pass in that day, saith the Lord. Oh, so that, dear soul, you can humbly say, this is the house of God and the gate of heaven. How many? I don't know. Personally, I can't say that I've exactly experienced this, but experienced some things in affliction's path. When the Lord appears, the hospital bed, dear soul, the house of God and the gate of heaven. Deprived of the means of grace through affliction's path. But the hospital bed's been the house of God and the gate of heaven. There's been a little softness, A little dew, a little unction of the power of the Holy Spirit. The Lord's appeared. He's blessed my soul. He's given me a hope in his mercy. Oh, praise and bless his great and holy name. Hitherto hath the Lord helped us. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. Well, we don't seem to have got very far, but we'll leave a few thoughts there for this morning. May the Lord keep the subject with us and help us this evening.
Last Lord's Day were £545, for which we are very thankful. God willing, Mr. Field will address the Sunday School this afternoon and administer the Lord's Supper after this evening's service. And there will be a prayer meeting tomorrow evening with an address by Mr. Chapman. And Mr. Timothy Rosier is expected to preach on Wednesday evening, and Mr. Gilbert Hyde next Lord's Day. Let us close with hymn 1139. O God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come, our shelter from the stormy blast, and our eternal home. Hymn 1139.
Dear Lord, we do ask and pray thou be with us now, this afternoon, this evening. And now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.